1.1 FM CITR, the Queers there from the Don't Back Down LP with a classic, Love, Love, Love. Welcome to the show. The time is about 9 minutes past the hour of 12 midnight. My name is Trevor, and you are tuned to CITR 101.9 FM. The show is Vengeance Is Mine, and we'll be with you for the next 2 hours or so, bringing you all the best the world of punk rock has to offer. Delighted to have you along here with us for week number 445 in the history of this program. Some great tunes. What's coming up for you tonight? Our spotlight tonight on the classic British Columbia punk rock band No Means No. I would call them a Victoria band, but I think they're based out of Vancouver now. Anyways, No Means No coming up in about an hour's time, and we got some great tunes coming up before then. This first set, we got some brand new Only Crime for you, as well as some Priestess, Brad Religion, Cockspire, Clusterfucks, and The Gamuts. First of all, we're going to start off with a band from Sweden called The Indecision Alarm. I don't know much about them. I kind of bought their CD as a shot in the dark, and it's pretty good. It's released on the Tic Tac Totally label. And, yeah, as mentioned, they're from Sweden. The band is called The Indecision Alarm. We're going to hear a tune called Through the Bandages. So here you go. 101.9 FM, CITR.
walk beneath the valley. I shall fear no evil. Thanks to King George and his rainbow cabinet, today murder is legal. God, I know that it's wrong to kill my brother for what he hasn't done. And some things like in the sky, it sounds like heaven is falling. Like so many points of hatred, shame and horror. God, I wanna be a man, but I don't wanna die with a rifle in my hand. And it's a place like in the sky. It sounds like heaven is falling. It sounds like
All right, 101.9 FM, CITR, that's the Gamuts there, a band out of Colorado. A tune here there was called Last of the Mullets, and was taken from an album called Endorsed by You. Reminiscent of the Cradle of Filth show last night. There were some champion mullets there. Prior to that was a band called The Clusterfucks. They're from Victoria, BC. I was taken from an album, a self-titled album, their first release. And the tune was called 9 to 5. Prior to that, you heard from Coxspar. The tune's called Run and Riot, a live version released apparently on an album called Run and Riot in 84. Part of that, Bad Religion. The tune's called Heaven is Falling, and that was actually taken, it was a single version, taken from a split 7-inch they released with Noam Chomsky prior to its release on Generator. Before that was a band called Priestess. They're from Montreal. They're coming to town before too long. More on that in a little while. The tune's called No Real Pain, and it was taken from their latest release, Hello Master. Part of that, Only Crime. They've got a brand new album on the Fat record label called Virulence, and the tune you heard from them is called Too Loose. And starting out the set was a band called The Indecision Alarm. They're out of Sweden. They've got a self-titled EP, and we heard a song from it called Through the Bandages. And there you go. My name is Trevor, and you are listening to Vengeance is Mine. We're here on 101.9 FM CITR. Time is about 31 minutes past the hour of 12 midnight. Thank you very much for tuning us in. As promised, coming up at the top of the hour, we will have our weekly spotlight this week on a punk rock band from right here in British Columbia, No Means No. So do check that out. It's about a half hour or so. In the meantime, though, with Valentine's Day upon us, just love is in the air. So I thought I'd play a set of bands that I love. Yes, I do love all these bands, including the Misfits, Dead Kennedys, Ramones, Naked Raygun, Manic Hispanic, and Kid Dynamite. First of all, we're going to start things off with the big daddy of them all, my favorite band of all time. They are the Descendants. It's a later, latter era song, but a good one nonetheless. The tune is called Sad State of Affairs. This is the Descendants. 101.9 FM, CITR.
Still there, aren't they? And these little hints. We're going to the party. We're going to the game. We're going to the disco. And gonna cruise out, man. Stealing people's mail. Stealing people's mail. Stealing people's mail. Driving in the mountains, right around, around. Run just through your mailboxes, take your mailbox to town. And we got money, this is where they get the tax returns. Checks and politicians from newspapers. Money, bills, and candy checks. Pretty funny pictures of your kids. Gonna steal your mail. On a Friday night, we're gonna steal your mail. Like a candle light. We got a grocery time for us, 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 a grocery time. People say that we're crazy. It's taking all of us. But when we reach our letters, roll on the floor. And we got money, where the credit gets stacked to the church. Check politics from its papers. Money, bills, and cash check. We got relationships with your friends. And I steal your mail on a Friday night. We're gonna steal your mail by Saturday night. We better not get caught with the dumb two institutions. We'll be drunk and shot. Still got my funny conviction.
We'll be right back. passing me neither. I get out if I want to. Fix you up at the Clavio. Puto.
FM CITR from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. That's Kid Dynamite there. Two is called Cheap Shot Youth Anthem, and it was taken from their second full-length release, Shorter, Faster, Louder. prior to that was Manic Hispanic. That was taken from their second album called The Recline of Mexican Civilization, and the tune here was called Mexican Tar. Prior to that, Naked Ray Gun from Chicago, Illinois. Two was called Only in America, and that was taken from Throb Throb, their second full-length release. Spotting a trend here. Prior to that, the Ramones, that was taken from their self-titled debut. The tune was called I Don't Want to Go Down to the Basement. The Dead Kennedys before that from Stealing People, or I'm sorry, from Fresh Fruit for Rotting Vegetables. The tune was called Stealing People's Mail. Prior to that, the Misfits with a tune called Where Eagles Dare. We took it from Collection 1. It probably came out on a 7-inch or something. I don't remember. And starting out the set, the Descendants with a tune called Sad State of Affairs. That's a latter era song taken from the Rock Against Bush compilation, Volume 1. There you go. My name is Trevor, and you are listening to Vengeance Is Mine, right here on 101.9 FM, CITR. Time's about 10 minutes shy of 1 o'clock in the morning. Thank you very much for staying tuned. As always, we broadcast from the Student Union Building at the University of British Columbia, Vancouver. Coming up at the top of the hour, our weekly spotlight on No Means No, so do check that out. Well, this week it's on No Means No. The band is coming to town before too long, so we'll tell you about some upcoming shows. This being the 12th of February, coming up this Friday on the 16th of February, they're having a wake at the Cobalt for Jason Brown, drummer for Alcoholic White Trash. Unfortunately, lost the battle to cancer after a fairly prolonged fight. Some bands are going to be getting together and playing some tunes in his memory, including Alcoholic White Trash, his old band, plus the Shivs, Breach, Rebel Spell, Neo Nasties, and TBA. Although maybe that means to be announced. I don't know. It doesn't look like it on the poster. Anyway, so check that out. Also, if you didn't know Jay Brown, or if you knew him and didn't like him, you could go check out a show at the Pub 340. There's a Toronto hardcore band called Fucked Up playing a show there with the Transmitters and the Riff Randalls. That's Friday, February 16th. Coming up on the 24th of February, another show at the Cobalt featuring Pride Tiger, a very fine band of local musical luminaries. So just check that out if you can. They're very good live. The 29th of February, you can check out Priestess, we heard in that first set. Punk rock, well, I guess they're sort of like a metal stoner rock band from Montreal. They're playing at the Plaza Club, which is now starting to put on shows. They played here with Nashville Pussy not too long ago. That's where we saw them last October, I think. Coming up on March the 1st, that's a Thursday, at the Plaza Club, another show there, the Dwarves coming to town with the Black Halos and the Jolts. Coming up on March the 17th at the Anza Club, the Show Business Giants. We're going to hear from them in this next set. I cannot believe this. I've been waiting 17 years to see this band. They're playing on St. Paddy's Day at the Anza Club. So check that out. Let's see, the 4th of April, No Means No coming to town. They're playing at the Red Room with Married to Music and apparently with the Jolts again. On the 9th of April, it's a Monday night. Prior to tuning in to Vengeance Is Mine, you can go check out The Haunted with Dark Tranquility. They're playing an all-ages show at the Croatian Cultural Center. And May the 6th, Bouncing Souls, Strike Anywhere, and The Loved Ones, plus somebody else as well, playing at Richards on Richards. That's a Sunday, May the 6th. So there you go, a bunch of shows coming to town. Hopefully you can check out some of them. DOA, The Furies, and The Rebel Spell played just very recently at Richards on Richards. Put on a very fine show. I love The Rebel Spell. And the following night, Cradle of Filth played with 69 Eyes and 3 Inches of Blood. I missed 3 Inches of Blood, and 69 Eyes are terrible. But Cradle of Filth, very fine. A lot of idiotic metalheads there. So anyway, the time is about 7 minutes shy of 1 a.m. We'll have our No Means No spotlight in about 10, 15 minutes or so. But in this next set, we've got tunes from the likes of the Show Business Giants, as mentioned. Plus, we've got Married to Music, The Philadelphia Curse, Even in Blackouts, One Hit Wonder, and SNFU. First of all, we'll start things off with a little bit of Alkaline Trio. It's a cover of a band. I have no idea who does the song originally, but the song is called Metro. This is Alkaline Trio, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Train. I emerged in London. Tomorrow the wind is going to die. They say goodbye. Tomorrow the wind is going to die.
Well, the god says jump, so I said the time. If he ever saw, it was through these eyes of mine. And if he ever suffered, it would be a dead crying.
Oh yeah, goodbye. Tomorrow the wind is going to die. They say
All right, 101.9 FM, CITR, SNFU there from the last of the Big Time Suspenders, live version of Cannibal Cafe. Prior to that was a band called One Hit Wonder, taken from a compilation called Punk Ass Generosity. The tune's called Tomorrow Wendy. It's kind of a crappy version of a song by Andy Preboy. It's just very interesting to hear it done in a punk way. Prior to that was Even in Blackouts, a band featuring Jughead of Screeching Weasel. Tune here was called Hey Suburbia. It was a Screeching Weasel song. And it was taken from their first full-length release, Myths and Imaginary Magicians. Prior to that, I heard from a band called The Curse, or possibly The Philadelphia Curse, featuring members of The Loved Ones. That was taken from a self-titled EP they released, and the tune you heard there was called Fish Don't Fry. Prior to that, you heard from Married to Music from right here in Vancouver, BC. The album was called Sweet Kicking and Screaming, and the tune you heard from them was called Man's Best Friend. Prior to that were the Show Business Giants with a tune called Qualata, taken from a 1989 release called I Thought It Was a Fig. Starting out the set were the Alkaline Trio with a tune called Metro. It's a cover song by a band, I don't know who it's by, and I don't know what release that's from either. It's It's just on my computer somewhere. So there you go. Hope you enjoy that. Anywho, my name is Trevor, and you are listening to Vengeance Is Mine right here on 101.9 FM CITR. It's about 1:15 in the morning. It's a little later than I had hoped to start our spotlight, but anyways, here it is. Our weekly spotlight, The Cat's Ass, this week on a punk rock band from Victoria, BC, called No Means No. I didn't like No Means No growing up in Victoria, BC. I was pretty much the only kid who didn't, and I have grown to like them. They recently put out a best of called The People's Choice, and I really got into it. Started listening to a lot of their old stuff, and as you may or may not know, I thought their album of last year was the finest release of the year. They've sort of put the Hanson Brothers to rest. They did play a show as them not too long ago, but they've pretty much stopped making albums under that moniker, and they've just basically combined the short pop-punk sound of the Hanson Brothers into their longer, weirder No Means No type songs. It's for the best. It's the new No Means No is just a fantastic album. So, I'm not going to be playing too much from that because around the best of 2006 show, I did play a lot from it. So basically, we're going to be playing a lot of classic tunes. Wrong has always been my favorite album of theirs, so we're going to be playing a couple off of that one. And basically, we're just going to be pillaging the best of. So sit back and relax for the next half hour or so. This is No Means No. We're going to start things off with my favorite song of theirs. It's the lead-off track of the Wrong LP. It's called It's Catching Up. This is 101.9 FM CITR.
Have you heard the news? The dead walk.
You hear that sound? You hear that sound? My fingers scratching underground. You hear that sound? That slamming door. I fought it all my life, but I can't fight it anymore. This touching wall. I fought. How do you hide from something you have found? We'll be right back.
I see it now. My home. de dag dat alles in iets opging.
Yeah!
All right, 101.9 FM, CITR, that's our spotlight on No Means No. Hope you enjoyed that. Kind of brief, I'm afraid. We're running a little low on time. I'm just going to read out the songs that we played because I don't really know what album they're all off. It's Catching Up, Dad, Teresa, Give Me That Knife, Sex Mad, Oh No, Bruno, Angel and Devil, The Day Everything Became Nothing, and lastly there, The Hawk Killed the Punk. As mentioned, the band is going to be playing a show on the 4th of April with Married to Music at the Red Room, so check that out if you like. That's pretty much going to do it for the show. We have a little bit of metal coming up for you, including The Haunted, who are also coming to town that same week. But that's pretty much going to be it for the show. My name is Trevor, and this has been Vengeance Is Mine. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR, and of course, we hope you'll join us next Monday at midnight. Have a good night, everybody, and of course, do tune in next week. This is The Haunted, 101.9 FM. See ya. All right. TR.